When the building is ready to go, it will have the ability to house 1,000 new employees.
Summer of 2020 is when we'll look to have a big ribbon-cutting celebration.
Adobe Vice President of Development Jonathan Frankham says they've committed to grow in Utah, and they believe their facility sparked a lot of growth in the area, leading up to many different companies employing 15,000 people over the past 7 years. Frankham also says other companies have spoken with Adobe to learn how to expand in Utah, but he says the state needs to think about how to get the employees to Silicon Slopes.
Transportation is a big part of that, and we've been actively, helping support new initiatives around that.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.